We begin with Bence's latest honor, being named UWF's second president emeritus, joining the school's first president, Morris Marks.
It is a signal that you are liked and that they want to have you keep that title, because you keep that title until you die. There are some rights and privileges, and so we're working on a fun list. One is a parking space.
Judy Bence was director of UWF School of Archaeology in 2008, when then-president John Kavanaugh left for a similar post in Pennsylvania's higher education system. Being named interim president by the Board of Trustees, she says, was both intimidating and surprising.
I had never thought about being a university president. It really never crossed my mind. I was deeply involved in archaeology. And at that level, I had some really interesting things going on in Mexico, my research down in Veracruz. But I was asked to serve, and so I said I will try for 9 months.
When Bence ascended to the president's chair, UWF had a solid financial base, but the first cuts resulting from the Great Recession had already been made by Kavanaugh, 10% across the board.
A few babies went out with that bathwater. By the time I was in office, 2 months, the banks had crashed, the stock market was plunging, our endowments in our foundation were tanking.
Fast forward to 2016, and she says the university has more than rebounded.
We just looked at the figures for our foundation, the board meeting, and we have $81 million in our endowment. I saw it go down to 61, and that was bad.
While equating archaeology and administration is a reach for some, Bent says her background in the former has helped her perform the duties of the latter.
When you build a unit like archaeology or any other unit, when you start it, you're the boss, boss of one, and then it grows. By the time I was asked to serve, we had a unit of 60 or so people at many different levels. So I had been used to the executive, if you want to call it that, role. I'd been used to politics and money for archaeology. As I began to be president, all of those things served me very well.
One rough patch for Bence was a no-confidence vote by the Faculty Senate in 2014 on admissions, faculty hiring, and UWF standing among Florida's other public universities. Bence agreed to elevate Martha Saunders to vice president and dismiss an administrator to placate her critics. But at no point did she ever consider throwing in the towel.
Never.
Never?
Never. I never thought about quitting and telling them, you know, forget it. That's too easy. I want to struggle back and figure out what's wrong. And it worked. It didn't take too long, but it took addressing it like a serious problem and finding out what the problem was. And it was relatively simple and fixable.
Among those in Bence's corner was the UWF Board of Trustees, which later awarded her a contract renewal that was extended to the end of this year. Another issue that placed Bence under the microscope was establishing a West Florida football program, something she had wanted right away but had to wait for.
It took a couple of years of getting through the recession, you know, when we were struggling and trying to get our head above financial waters. And once we did, about 2011, I realized we were on a pretty good path. Enrollment was growing, finances were better, we were back getting money from the legislature, and I thought, boy, this is a good time to start it.
While Dr. Judy Bence will be remembered for Argonaut football, there are two other things she hopes will be added to her presidential legacy, including the Town and Gown program.
The distance between the university and the community in general was very wide. I was one of the few people on campus that had consistently worked with the community, in this case with archaeology. The second thing is our relationship with the legislature in Tallahassee. We have repaired those relationships, we strengthened them.
To the point where UWF's funding from Tallahassee has tripled since 2011. Provost Martha Saunders will take over as president on January 1st and begins with an already full plate, beginning with metrics, quantitative, department-level measures of effectiveness.
Her challenges are going to continue to be the metrics. They are all of our challenges. They are so unfriendly to the university our size. I think she's got a grip on them, but they can move those goalposts and change those formulas, and we could be right back on a slippery slope.
As for her post-presidential life, Judy Bence plans a year-long sabbatical to recharge the batteries and reconnect with archaeology, in part as an author.
I have a book that I was working on, about 60% done, on the early 18th century Spanish fortifications here called the Presidios. That'll take me a couple of years. Going to conferences, some I used to be president of or several of them, reconnecting with people, and of course reconnecting with the literature.
But it's not farewell. Bence will return occasionally, including visits to WUWF to record new segments of Unearthing Florida as the founder of the Florida Archaeology Network. The entire interview with Dr. Bence can be found at wuwf.org. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.